This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rockaholics, what is the dumbest reason you ever got fined or got a ticket? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to chat with John here in just a second because John got fined for having a keg party.
Oh, boy.
But first, let's catch up with Kevin from Seattle. Kevin. Kevin.
I have faith. Kevin's there.
There's Kevin. Tell us about what happened at the police department.
Hey, what's up? It's actually Trucker Rob.
How did it go from Trucker Rob to Kevin?
I told him it was Trucker Rob, and just to prove it.
All right, let's go. So what happened, Trucker Rob?
I work for a company. I do deliveries as a commercial truck driver. I actually had to do a delivery at a police station. So I pulled up front in their loading zone, 15-minute loading zone. And I'm in there moving stuff around. Well, I came back out. Evidently, I was there 2 minutes late. So as I came out, a parking meter lady who works for the police station that I'm delivering to gives me a ticket for being 2 minutes over the 15-minute level.
That sucks for you, but that's funny for everybody else. What?
Oh, no, I fought it. I'm like, are you being that? I said, I'm delivering to the police station you work for. So I took it to court. Judge pretty much threw it out and kind of read her the riot act a little bit, especially when he found out I got it in front of the police station that I was doing a delivery to.
Oh, dude, I would take that ticket and just walk right back into the police station and be like, look what I just got for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just like, really? And it was a $136 ticket for being 2 minutes over at the 15-minute limit.
Just needed to make an example out of you.
What a pain in the ass. You got to go to court and fight something like that.
That is the worst. John from Yum, tell us about the keg party that got a little out of hand.
Yeah, this is Sean. So back in 88, 89, when I was attending Highline High School in Iberian, my mom went on vacation, so I decided to throw a keg party. Well, somehow it got out district-wide, and tons of people showed up. Cars all up and down the road. Had a live band in the garage. The backyard was pretty sizable. Bunch of people back there. And the neighbors were pretty cool about it from across the street. They didn't say anything. But eventually the police showed up, and they were like, this is out of hand. So they called the fire department. Well, then the fire department showed up, and as they were standing at the gate counting people coming out of the gate from the party, they were sitting there clicking it, and it was like, huh, that's kind of weird. You know, I've never seen a fire department bust a party before. And so then, a couple weeks go by, none of the neighbors say anything. My mom thought I totally got away with it. Then my mom goes out and checks the mail one day, and in the mail was a fine from the fire department for over-occupancy, having too many people in too small of an area.
Did they say how many people you had?
Oh, God, it was like over 500.
What?
Yeah. What? Yeah, no, it, like I said, it went total district-wide. There was students from Mount Rainier, Tyke, Evergreen. I mean, it was just absolutely insane.
This sounds like the plot to one of those movies, like Superbad or something along those lines. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a good time. You know, it was kind of interesting when my mom got the ticket. She's like,
well, is there something you want to tell me about? I was like, oh, what?
How much trouble did you get into for that?
How much trouble did I get in for that?
Yeah, with mom.
Not too bad. My mom was pretty cool.
My mom would not.
No.
No chance.
I'd still be grounded right now.
Chandler from Tacoma, why did you get pulled over 3 times in the same night?
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
We're doing good.
Good. So I used to have an old 1977 Honda Accord when I was in high school, and it had a like a wire that would pull out of the back tail light every once in a while. And so it went out one night. I got pulled over. The cop said, you got a tail light out. I said, okay. He gave me a fix-it ticket, which, you know, you get it fixed within 15 days, you get it down, and they get rid of the ticket. Well, I said, okay. So I went about my, you know, the rest of my night, got pulled over again about 2 hours later for the same thing. And the cop said, do you have a taillight out? I said, yeah, your buddy just gave me a ticket like 2 hours ago. And he's like, well, you're not supposed to drive around.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Well, I got to finish my night. You guys gave me 15 days. So he's like, okay, well, just go get it fixed and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay. And I know, Steve, you're from Puyallup. You remember when Vans Arcade was down in downtown Puyallup?
No, I don't.
No, it's down where like the old Kmart used to be.
Okay.
Kind of down on that River Road strip right there. Anyway, I was headed down there, and I got pulled over a third time because the tail light was still out. And
wow.
So, you know, the cop comes over, and he's like, you know, you got a broken tail light. And I said, yeah. And then I looked at my rearview mirror, and I just happened to see that one of his headlights was out.
Oh.
And I said, you know, you got a headlight out. And he just looked back, handed me my license back, and said, have a good night, sir. And,
Very lucky.
I could have went a whole other way. I'm like, nobody likes a wise guy and gives you a worse ticket for that. That's crazy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.